Shit, depending on
Russia. Russia. Some environmental.
No, we're doing Khazar.
I could not believe they got the same paper we checked last time.
We do Khazar in Australia.
Oh, really? That's funny. Okay.
It's scary. I don't know. So I don't remember, but it's scary. That's all right.
No.
Parshas Shmini, number one on the sheet, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Mem. V'ho'oichel minivlosa yichabes begodol. If somebody eats nevela, nevela is, of course, an animal that died without shechita. So besides for the fact that you can't eat that animal, but it also becomes tomei. And nevela is tomei. V'ho'oichel minivlosa. And if you eat that piece of meat, which is nevela, yichabes begodol, v'tomei ad ho'erev. He has to bathe, he has to rinse all his clothes in a mikveh, the tome ad ha'orev, and he will remain impure until the evening. Which means he goes to the mikveh, he is considered tome until shkia, and at shkia, when it becomes night, he's now toher, he's free to do whatever he wants, to eat kodshim, to eat truma, whatever it is. Now the Gemara in Chulin, very interestingly, bases a very important halachic principle on this pasuk. We know that in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, we know the principle of Tumah is if you have something which is Tomei impure, then it can transmit, it can transfer that Tumah to another item, another food, another vessel, another person. How? By coming into contact with it. We know there's all different ways of contact. It can literally touch. It can be in the same oihel, etc., etc., etc. There's all different ways, mago, maso, loads of different ways of contact between two items which would transfer tumah from the tomei and to the tohir. Fine, that we all know. Says the Gemara, there exists a principle called tumah blua. Tumah blua. Blua literally means something which is swallowed up, something absorbed, which is concealed, absorbed. Yeah. So what would be, for example, says the Gemara, if somebody would swallow something which is tomei, he would swallow a tomei piece of metal, for example, then even though that piece of metal had the ability to make something else tomei, that piece of metal would have touched another piece of metal before he swallowed it, then he would have transferred the tumah. But now that it's balua, which means now that it's concealed, this ring is now sitting, this piece of metal is sitting inside of him, something which is concealed does not have the ability to transfer tumah. That's what the Gemara says. That's called tumah blua. Says the Gemara, that where is this based on? This can't be a svara, obviously. This must be a drosha, must be a pasuk. Says the Gemara is based on our pasuk. Why? So let's have a look. Number three on the sheets. It's the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Omar Rabo. Kishem Shetuma Blua Eino Matamo. Kach Tara Blua Eino Mitamo. That's a separate principle of Tara Blua. Tuma Blua Minolo. How do I know that something which is concealed, something which is covered up, does not have the ability to transmit Tommy? Says the Gemara. Deksiv. V'ho'eichel minivlosa yichabes begodov. That's our pasuk. The pasuk that we began with says that if you eat nevela, you wash your clothes, your tomei, until the evening. Says the Gemara, mi loy oskinon. Are we not also talking about the ochal somuch l'shkia sachamo? That he even might have well eaten this nevela very, very close to shkia. And yet, the ka'omar achmona tohir. The Torah says if you eat nevela, you're tomei until the evening. When did you eat the nevela? It doesn't say when. Maybe you ate it first thing in the morning. Maybe you ate it one moment before shkia. Either way, the Torah says you'll be tomei until the evening. There's no time limit on it. As soon as the evening comes and you've toiveled, you're tohir. Says the Gemara, one moment. If you've eaten it just a minute before shkia, then inside of your stomach you've got a piece of nevela. So how can the Torah possibly say this guy is tohir? But in him he's got a piece of meat, which is tomei. And therefore that should transmit tumah. And yet the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, once you get to the evening, it's all over, you're tohir. Says the Gemara, it must be that the reason is because this piece of meat which is sitting in your stomach is concealed. It's tuma blua, and tuma blua does not have the ability to transmit tummy. That's the way the Gemara understands this pasuk. So again, the Torah says if you eat nevela, then you will automatically be tahir at the evening. Says the Gemara, it sounds like whenever you ate that nevela, even if you ate the nevela a moment before shkia, well, how can you be tahir in the evening? You've got tummy inside of you. It must be, says the Gemara, this is the source that tuma blua eina matama. Something which is absorbed can't be matami.
Eating without touching. Eating without having touched it before it went into your mouth.
Yeah, let's say. He's not tummy from that, for example.
Even if you touch it. And the next pasuk, the next word in the pasuk is anoises nivlosa.
One second. If he touched it in the beginning, it's true, he'll become tummy then. He was initially tummy. So he went into the mikveh, fine. Now it's come evening, he's still got the nevela inside of him. So why is he not tummy? Says the Gemara, must be, because tuma blua can't be matami.
What kind of tuma are we talking about? Could you see by kever, for example, a mace that's buried inside the ground, 6 foot under. It's still matame.
Okay, that's a separate shayla, because shayla of the tefach, which is above it, you're right, in a chami. So maybe let's, for the moment, talk about someone which is balua in a person.
Yes.
Tome balua, all the examples of the Gemara is balua in a person. That's what, let's have a look at Rashi, number 4 on the sheets, where Rashi explains the Gemara. Miloy askinan, says Rashi, afilu ba'oichel nevela somach l'shkiya sachamo. The adayin he b'meyov. This piece of nevela is still in his stomach. V'loinis achlon hasn't yet been digested and consumed properly. The komatayr lekro beher of shemesh. And yet the Torah says this fellow is tahir as soon as evening arrives. Alma mikivan shenivlao. It must be that as soon as it became absorbed in him, harihi kumu ucheles
le'inyan tamei. That the piece of tamei becomes tahor inside him.
It doesn't have the ability to transmit to
him. So if it passes through him whole and it comes out, is it tummy or tahor?
No, it could be tummy. Now it's not balua. As long as it is balua, it does not have the ability to transmit tummy. If it comes out again, we'll see soon. Tosfos learns the Gemara slightly differently, and he adds a word. And based on this word, there is a lot of discussion. That's what we're going to talk about today, Mitzvah Hashem. Number 5 on the sheets. V'yesh loimai, says Tosfos. The kula milsa dorish rabba min ha'eichel es nivlosa. Now look how the way Tosfos adds. Milo yaskinon. He says, aren't we talking about the ochal somuch l'shkia sachamo? This guy ate a piece of nevela very close to shkia. The ka'omar achmona de tohir. And the Torah tells us that he is tohir. Adds Tosfos 3 words. Afilu lechoil bitrumo. V'noigas b'tuma shebemeeho v'asur letamo. Tosfos says, the way he explains the proof of the Gemara, he says, look, if you eat nevela just 5 minutes before shkia,
right.
The Torah says you go to the mikveh at shkia at night, you're tahir. Fine. It sounds like that you'd even be permitted afterwards to eat truma. A kohen, for example, is allowed to eat truma as long as he's tahir. Says the Gemara, but how can it be? There's an issa d'iraisa to mi matame truma. So how can you digest, how can you ingest this truma into your stomach, knowing full well that there's a piece of nevela inside of your stomach? That nevela will be matame, the truma.
Maybe the nevela's farther down by then. It's moved along in the digestive tract, and maybe it's not going to come.
Whatever it is, it's a suffix. So how do you know? You don't know where it is. You don't know where it is. So how can you be possibly allowed to eat this truma, knowing full well that it can touch this nevela, which is inside of your stomach, which you only ate 5 minutes ago? Says Tosfos, that's what the Gemara means. It must be that the reason why you're permitted to do this is because even if the truma would get into his stomach, and even if it would touch the nevela, it's not a problem, because the nevela is tuma blua, it is completely surrounded, it is absorbed, it's not in the open air, and that's why it doesn't have the ability to transmit the tummy.
But he agreed with Rashi, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to eat the tuma. You wouldn't be allowed to eat the truma.
Because the guy will be tummy.
Yeah.
So Rashi learns the Gemara Kipshutai, that we're dealing with somebody who ate nevela 5 minutes before shkia, and the Torah says that the person himself is tahir 5 minutes later. Tosfos added that he ate nevela 5 minutes before shkia, and you're allowed to eat truma 5 minutes later, how can it be not allowed to be metame truma? It must be because tuma blua cannot be metame. Fine, that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Comes along the Chelkas Yoyev. Now the Chelkas Yoyev, one of the Gedolei Achronim, has a sefer called Kava de Kushyaisa. Kava, spelt Kuf Beis Aleph, is Gematria 103. And he has in his sefer 103 kashas. 103 kushyos gedolos, none of which he answers, everyone he leaves of a tzarachian. Kushya Chofe, that's why he called it Kavya de Kushaisa. Now, Kushya Chofe, the 25th of his 103 kashas, is based on this Tosfos. He says he doesn't understand this Tosfos, it's Negad Gemara. It's Negad Gemara. And as you can imagine, a kasha like this, you can't have Tosfos Negad Gemara, so there's all types of Tirutzim answered, and that's what we're going to look at today. By way of introduction, let's just point out, we know the halacha is truma is an issa d'iraisa for a non-koyan to eat truma or to have hanah shel kilui from truma. That we know, issa d'iraisa. If you have a look at number 2 on the sheets, it's a pasuk in Emor, v'shomru es mishmarti v'lo yisu olav chet, ki echaleluhu ani Hashem mekadshom v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh. A zor may not eat kodesh. What does kodesh mean? Whether it be truma, whether it be Kodshim, some Kodshim, Toshav Koyen, the Socher Lo Yechal Kodesh. So it's only a Koyen, or his wife, his family, a discussion for a different time. They can eat Truma, but a non-Koyen cannot eat Truma. Fine? What must be done with Truma? So we know you give it to the Koyen. And the Koyen uses it however he sees fit. He can eat it. He can use it for Sicha. What's Sicha? If you give him shemen oil, then he can use this oil to anoint himself, smear into his body and use it as lather. No problem at all. That's a perfectly permissible use of shemen for a kohen. Says the Gemara, what would be if a kohen took shemen of truma and he anointed himself, puts it all over himself? He has a grandson who's a Yisrael. You can have that. If his daughter is married to a Yisrael, then a Kohen can have a grandson who's a Kohen.
A Yisrael.
Says the Gemara, can this Kohen, who's just now anointed himself with oil, give a hug to his grandchild or not? Because the oil will now be transferred to the child, and the child is now doing Sicha of Shemen Shel Truma.
Says the Gemara.
What do you mean, bottle?
Why?
So one second. So let's have a look at the Gemara.
How long you wait? If you
says the Gemara, it's the Gemara number 7 on the sheet. It's a very famous Gemara in Krisus Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Tanya, Koyen shesoch b'shemen shel truma, a Koyen who anointed himself with oil of truma. Ben bitter Yisrael, his grandson who's a Yisrael misagel boy. Climb all over him, and it's no problem at all. No problem at all. Why not? Amalei Hossam, do you know why? Umesu boy ki yichalalu. If you look at number 2 on the sheets, what does the Pasuk say? That any person who's not allowed to have hanah from truma, and he dies, ki yichalalu. Because you have been machalal the truma. That's a profanity, it's profaning the truma to use it when you're not allowed. Says the Gemara, but here, kiven de chalalei ha'ischil. The Gemara says, you can't be mechalal truma that has already been used. If the truma has not previously been used. So what is it oymed for? It's destined to be used by the Kohen and by the Kohen only. So for a non-Kohen to come along and use that truma, that's considered a chilul in the truma. That's a profaning of the truma. It's a bizoyen to the kedusha of the truma. This is not for you. This is for the Kohen. But this shemen that has already been used, says the Gemara, you can't profane truma that's already reached its tachlis. What was this shemen destined to be used for? For anointing a Kohen. It did that. It served its purpose. Says the Gemara, what does the Torah tell you? Lo yichaleluhu, don't profane it. This is already profaned, as it were. It's already lost its truma status because it's been used. That's what the Gemara says.
So if you have truma, let's say, of straw or some other material, and then it was used as in a broom or whatever, or some other use, and then someone would come along and were to feed it to their horse or to,
you know, okay, you're asking a good shayla, because in that case it can be used multiple times. It's a straw, you can line it 50 times, but here you can only use shemen once,
right.
So the Gemara says once it's been used, it's reached its purpose, it's served its purpose, you can't be mechalal it anymore. Says the Chelkas Yoyov in the 25th of his 103 kashas, he says, Oibazoi, I don't understand this thesis. He says, I don't understand this thesis. What did thesis say? Thesis says, if a guy eats nevela, let's say shkir is at 6 o'clock. A guy eats nevela at 5 to 6. He's tome, absolutely tome. It's awesome for him to come into contact with truma, etc., etc., etc. Fine. He toivels, and at 6 o'clock it's now nacht. Says thesis, how can this guy eat truma now? When he eats truma, let's say he's a kohen, the truma is going to go into his stomach and it's going to come into contact with the nevela. That was Tosis's kasha. So he says, from here you see tuma blua. Says the Chalkas Yoyev, it's not true. Because once you ate that truma, it's already been nischalo. It's already served its purpose. It's no longer truma anymore. And if it's no longer truma anymore, there's no issur to be matami. It's a world of tasis kasha.
At what point does it become?
Oh, so we're going to get it. One second.
Wouldn't that have been the same thing with the novella? Wouldn't it just have changed the status from...
One second. No. Slowly, slowly.
No. Why?
One second. The function of the truma is to be eaten. Says the Chalkas Yoyov, that once you've eaten it, it's gone into your throat. We'll get to that, why it has to be the throat, in a second. So that's like truma, shemen shel truma, which you've anointed yourself. It served its purpose. Finish. It's all over. It's not truma anymore. And if it's not truma, you're allowed to be metame it.
You're allowed to make a usage out of it. It doesn't say you can be metame it.
Okay, one second. But that's the Chalkas Yoyev's kasha. Let's have a look at the way he phrased it, number 10 on the sheets. Kosheli ala Tosfos. He says, I do not understand Tosfos in Chulin. Davayin Beis Amad Aleph. That's the Tosfos that we saw before. Shekosvu, he says, the muchach to tara blu aloi mitamo. Miho de mutzalechol betruma takef achar shkias hachamo. Tosfos says, you're allowed to eat truma immediately after having eaten the vela. Af de noigas ben nevlais oif toir shebemeov, even though it's eating, even though it's coming into contact with this nevela, which is sitting in his stomach. The Tzoruch Iyun says, the Kavod Kosheisa. Mikrisus Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, the Truma, Acha Achila, Nischalel V'nasis Chulin. Once you've eaten, it becomes Chulin, and if it's Chulin, it can't be subject to the Issa of being Metameid. You're not being Metameid Truma. Now, the Chalkas Yoyev doesn't stop there, because he was bothered by your problem. The Chalkas Yoyev says that...
What about food that wasn't digested, perhaps through whole? Sometimes you do that. Is the act of eating it...
Okay, one second, slowly. So the Chalkas Yoyev says, there's a famous machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. At which point, in all macholes asuras Shabbat Torah, at which point are you considered to have transgressed the Avera? If somebody eats nevela, somebody eats chazir, at which moment is he considered to have been oives machlekes? Is it b'shas hanoas groinoi, when his throat has benefit from it, he swallows it? Or is it shas hanoas meyov, is it only when it gets down into his stomach? If you would follow the opinion that it's shas hanoas groinoi, then as soon as it passes down the throat, finished, it's all over. If you hold it's got to be hanoas meyov, what does that mean, hanoas meyov? It doesn't just mean it arrives in the stomach. It means it sits there, it's absorbed, it's consumed, it's digested. So according to that opinion, that's not what you meant. According to that opinion, Tosfos is fine. Because it's true, when you eat the truma, when it passes down your throat, it's still truma. It's got to land in the stomach and be digested. Ah, so therefore Tosis had every right to ask, but excuse me, once it lands, it's going to enter your stomach, it's going to come into contact with an avela, and it's still truma. That was Tosis kasha. Fine. Says the Chalkas Yoev, but what will the other opinion do? And we paskin like the other opinion. The other opinion is that Hanoas Groinoi is already the point at which you're over. In which case, this truma, as soon as it went down the throat, as soon as he absorbed it, he swallowed it, it's already been nischalel. It has reached its purpose and is no longer considered truma, it's chulin. So what was Tosis kasha? How can Tosis say, Oy gewalt, you're going to eat this truma and it's going to contact the novella, it's not truma anymore. Because as soon as it arrives at the throat, it's not truma. That's why the Chalkas Yoed, if you look at number 10, you added that line. Uladidan the kai melon hanoas groinoi imkain kashabo'o lameyov. By the time it arrives at the stomach, kva nischalalo. It's already been nischalal, it's no longer truma. This is the kasha of the Chalkas Yoed, and he says, v'tzorich ian. So again, what did Tosis say? Tosis says, if somebody ate nevela at 5 to 6, and 10 minutes later he eats truma, then that's an issa da'iraisa, essentially, of being metame the truma. That's what Tosis says. Of being metame the truma. And therefore, Tosis says, it's based on this principle, it must be that tuma blua, that something which is absorbed, which is enveloped, surrounded by the body, can't be metame. But otherwise, there'll be a problem of being metame this truma. Says the Chalkas Yoev, why? You're not being metame truma. This is exactly the same as the grandson of the Kohen who wants to smear, who wants to give a hug to his grandfather who's just smeared himself, anointed himself with Shem and Shel Truma, which the Gemara says is not a problem, because once it's been used, it's been used. It's no longer Truma, like the Gemara says. Ha ischil. The whole subject, the whole issa of the Torah is ki yechaleluhu, you're being mechalalit. This has already been mechalal. It's no longer truma. Says the Chalkas Yoyah, the same is true over here as well. As soon as he swallowed this truma, it arrived at the throat. Finished, it's reached its purpose, you've eaten it, you've enjoyed it, it's no longer truma. When it gets into the stomach, who cares if it comes into contact with nevela? Being a tummy truma, it's not truma.
I'd be worried that there's still some crumbs or something on the tummy and the mouth. Well, it's unlikely because he had to go to the mikveh before.
Yeah, the one that Tosis says, "V'negas b'tumah shebemeeho." Tosis, clearly, it's in the stomach. Says the Chalkas Yoev, in the stomach, it's not truma anymore.
Is there shear for contact of nevela and truma? I mean, to make the stomach, or giving Thomas
shear what in zman or
in the stomach? I mean, by the time it comes to your stomach, it's not in the
Okay,
no.
I wasn't going to say this, but somebody does say this. The Chalkas Yoev himself, in a different place, is mechadish, and I saw. This is Sefer Kavod HaKushaisa, four volumes. Each volume deals with about 20 of the kashas and brings 1,000,000,000 tirutzim. In one of the places he writes, the Chalkas Yoev himself says in another place that the whole issa to be metamei truma is only if there's a truma of a kazais. He has many rights, and if he wants to suggest that why is the Chalkas Yoev bothered by this Tosfos, according to the Chalkas Yoev himself, it's for Enfert, because there's only crumbs of truma, there's no kazayas for Mokim Echot. That's what
makes it stronger. What's the harm of Tosfos? If it's not a kazayas at that point, then what's the harm?
I know, search.
Make the kasha on Tosfos stronger.
No. Sorry, the other way around. Sorry. This halacha that truma will be nischalal al de'achila is only when it's a kazayas. If it's less than a kazayas, then it's not nischalal, and therefore there'll still be a problem. Yeah.
Maybe it's related to what Tosfos means, related to very famous argument between Rashi and Rambam about milking flesh in your mouth. So it depends why you cannot eat together. One shita because you have, like said, I have some pieces here. Rashi said not at all. It could come back, and when it come back, then it will mix. So right now, what Tosfos mean? Yes, it was inside, and then it come back. And when it come back, it's not. What is it? It's truma.
Oh.
It lost truma.
Even if it would come back, it would still not be truma.
No,
because it's reached its purpose.
And this we don't know.
I'll bring you a proof. Have a look at the Gemara in number 6 on the sheets. Yuma daf pe omad alef alef. Now, for the faint-hearted, those who are looking forward to their challah tomorrow, don't read this Gemara. But it's a Gemara. Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, number 6. Omar Rav Shizbi, Omar Rav Yoichanan. Zor Shebola Shizfin Shel Truma. A non-Kohen who swallowed some oichel of Truma. Vehekion. And he then threw it up. The ochlon acher, and somebody else ate it.
Whatever for.
Rishoyin, Mashalim, Keren, Vachoymesh. The first guy, he gets the Avera. He's got to pay. The halach is if you eat Truma B'Shege, you've got to pay a fifth. But Sheini ain Mashalim, Eladme, eats in the Rishon Bilbat. He doesn't get the penalty of eating Truma. Say the Rishonim, why not? Because once the first guy ate it, it ate it, it's Mashalal already, finished. Either guy brought it back up, but it's reached its purpose.
So right now it's definitely we did understand something because Tosfos knew these Gemaras, he could not make this mistake.
Oh, so what's going on in the Chalkas Yoyev? It's the Chalkas Yoyev's big kasha on Tosfos. How can Tosfos say that there's an issue of being metame the truma once it's in your stomach? It's not true. Once it's arrived at your throat, it's no longer considered truma.
Well, just a second. One thing. What first happened? Tomei in his stomach.
First,
what about if Tomei come back? Forget about Truma. Truma in your mouth. Right now, this Tomei come.
Yeah, that's forever Tomei. Huh? That's forever Tomei.
In this case, it's what he said?
No, but the Truma is not Truma.
No, oh, but it's definitely Truma. Your throat. It's in your mouth.
It's
here.
You have the Truma in your mouth, and you have the
Tomei. It's
talking about that case.
Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says the Nevela in his stomach will be Metame the Truma. Any Truma that arrives in the stomach is not Truma.
No.
Not if it comes
back. No, listen. Nevela in his stomach, which will come back with Tomei.
The truma in his stomach. Look at what comes out. Tosfos says the truma, which is at the bottom of his stomach, will come into contact with truma, and that is the problem. It's not truma, says the Chalkas Yoyev. Once it reaches throat, bang, it's all over. It's not truma. There are many terutzim to this kasha of the Kavod Kushyaisa. If you look at number 8 on the sheets, there's a Tosfos Yeshonim in Ksubas Daf Lamed Amud Beis, who says a chiddush. Ve'im Toma, says the Tosfos Yeshonim, Kiven de lo aslei miskalkev. How can any zor, a non-Kohen who eats truma, once he chews it, it's miskalkel. Ve'hei chayev su'ala. How can he then be chayev for eating it? He's already chewed it up. Could the Om of a Perek Kama decrease? It's the same Gemara that we mentioned before. Koyen Shesoch Shemen Shel Truma Ben Bito Yisrael Misagel Boi Ve'enei Choshesh V'yesh Leima Dohosam Vadai Niskalkul Shekva Nigmara Kol Hana Ose. A Koyen who takes Shemen and he anoints himself, Nigmara Kol Hana Ose. That's the end of the Hana. There's nothing more. No more Hana is going to be getting from it, and if that's the end of the line, Aval Hocha Lo Nigmara Kol Hano Osoy Bleisa Luchudei. By just chewing it, hasn't yet finished his Hano. The way they explain this Tosfos Yeshonim is that it's true. When you're discussing the halachas of eating macholos asurois, eating avela, eating chaza. So then you can discuss at which point are you considered to have been over the Avera, when it hits the throat, hits the stomach. But with regard to this halacha of chilul truma, the chilul of the truma, at what point does it become non-truma? When it served its purpose. When you finish getting hana from the truma, then it's no longer truma. Says the Tosfos Yeshonim, it doesn't matter what you hold, hanoas groinoi, hanoas meov. It hasn't yet been completed, the hana, until it arrives in the stomach. Because even if you hold hanoas groinoi, that means, even if you hold that with regard to chazir, at which point are you over? When it hits the throat. But there still is an additional hana when it lands in the stomach. With regard to truma, We're not interested at which point are you over the Aveira. We're interested at which point has it reached its tachlis. At which point can you say the Hana has been completed, it's no longer Truma. That's only when it gets into the stomach. According to that, it's for Enfid Haflava Fella, the Kasha, the Kavada Kushaisa. Because it doesn't matter what you hold, Hanas Greinoi, Hanas Mayov, this Truma that the Kohen eats, it's only once it arrives in the stomach and he's had the maximum Hana from it, then it will be considered non Truma. But until that point, it was the Chelkas Yoev who asked the Kasha, and the Tosis Yishonim.
Is who is Rishon?
No, it's Achron, late Achron, 100 years ago.
And he knows his Tosis.
It's a Chiddush, it's not printed, it's only printed in the new Gemaras. In the new Gemaras, the Zion, it's not a Tosis, it's Tosis Yishonim. So I don't even know if they had it in those Gemaras. But it's a Chiddush. Doesn't mean necessarily everybody has to agree with this Tosis Yishonim. But Tosis Yishonim says a Gevaldige Chiddush. That it will only become non-Truma. Not when you've considered to be over an Avera, when the Hana has been completed. When is the Hana completed? Only when it arrives in the stomach. And therefore Tosis was absolutely correct to say that if you now swallow this Truma after having eaten an Avela, the Truma is still considered Truma until it arrives and is digested in the stomach. Doesn't matter what you hold the Hanoas Meob and Hanoas Groine. That's why you need to come on to Tumah Blua.
What's Hanoah of being soft Meshemet? Is it Hanoah of actually putting the oil on you? Or is it Hanoah when it actually gets absorbed in your skin and you got a good smooth feeling on your skin? Was it the act of rubbing the oil on it? Because if there's enough oil on there that your baby, your grandchild's going to get all oily.
Morosh Kivanto, Azayfrek, the Imre Bino. The Imre Bino was the Rav in Yerushalayim, Rameh Oyebach, the beginning of the last century. He asks this Kashan Tosis Yishonim. He said, Tosis Yishonim is Negev the Gemara. Because if you put the oil on you, it's also Loim Nigmar HaNa'asa. You see, some of it's getting detached and getting it. Azayfrek, yeah, it's a good Kashan. I'll call upon him. That's the Chiddush of the Tosis Yishonim. A second chiddush I saw in the Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he says, when the Gemara says that if a kohen who smears himself, he anoints himself with oil, so he's used it, it becomes mechulam. Is that only when a kohen uses it, or even when a non-kohen uses it? In other words, what would be if a non-Kohen would come along and take the Shemen Shel Truma and he would anoint himself with it, Be'isa? Would that also now get rid of the Truma status from the Truma? Or is it only if a Kohen used it, then that gets rid of the Truma status? The truth is, it's not his Shaila, the Mishnah Melech already declares, it's a Menchas Chinuch and a Rashash.
That's
what the guy threw up. So one second. Okay. So who's that talking about? Who's that? Which guy is that?
It's a non-Kohen.
So one second.
Non-Kohen.
So we've got a Mufurish.
It's
the
opposite. It's not a non-Kohen. It's opposite. When it can stop the surface purpose. Well, non-coin, it never was in the beginning.
Oh, purpose. So one second. Some
when
say
oil stop to serve purpose of anointing. It's not when you put it on table.
It's not anointing for spiritual purposes.
The Mishnah Melech says that's poshut. So it reached its purpose. What was its purpose? This was a Dovasha B'Kedusha.
Right.
And its purpose was to be used for a holy purpose. A holy purpose is the Kohen's usage.
Right.
The Mishnah Melech says, well, what would be if a non-Kohen used it? Maybe that's not called it reached its tachlis.
Right.
Because it never filled its purpose.
What kind of anointing are we talking about?
Having a bath, but that is a kiyum of the Kedushas
right.
Truma. That's the shimush of the Truma. For a Kohen to have a bath in Shemen Shel Truma is a mitzvah d'oraisa. He makes a broch on it, by the way. When a Kohen eats Truma, the Rambam says, Asher Kitshon Mitzosim Yisivonu Le'achol Truma. Al Achilas Truma. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's his usage, says the Mishnah Melech. But if a non-Kohen eats it, who says that's considered? It's reached its purpose. That was its purpose? Says the Har Tzvi, he found in a Rabbeinu Geshem increases an unbelievable chiddush. Rabbeinu Geshem says the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Rabbeinu Geshem is number 9 on the sheets. Right at the bottom right hand corner. Koyim Shesoch. He's going on that Gemara increases. Sorry, this was the Rishon. Sorry, I said before the Tosfos Shem is not printed in all Gemaras. This Rabbeinu Geshem is not printed in all Gemaras. It's in new Gemaras. Koyim Shesoch B'Shemen Shal Truma Ben Bita Yisrael She'enei Rasho'oi L'Soichoi Va'afal Pikein Mis'agel Boi Oisoi Ben Bita Yisrael Mishapech Boi Ba'oisoi Shemen Kidei She'imshach Kol Gufoi. Rabbeinu Geshem seems to have learned the whole Gemara completely differently to how you normally learn it. We normally learn, what does it mean, Kohen Shesoch B'Shemen Shal Truma? It means a Kohen who took Shemen and he anointed himself with Truma. Rabbeinu Geshem says, no. The Kohen anointed his grandchild who is not a Kohen. He anointed it, for example, on his arm. Says the Gemara that now this young grandchild, once it's already on his arm, can now smear it all over himself because it's been used. Says the Hatzvi. If you look now again, look at the number 9 on the sheet, the bottom line. Hu ha-kayin she-sochoy onush she-chil-aloy. The Kohen was mechalal it by putting it on the Zar, on the non-Kohen in the first place.
That's an Avera.
The Kivin she-chil-aloy. That's why Hilchos Misagel Boy Ve'Eino Cheshesh says the Har Tzvi. You see, Mamish, it's Punk Faket. Rabbeinu Geshem seems to have learned that what does the Torah mean? Lo Yechaleluhu, don't be Mechalalit. And if you were Mechalalit, it's no longer Truma. Faket. That's only if a non-Kohen used it. If a non-Kohen used the Truma, then it loses its status as Truma. Now, we explained before. Why did it lose its status of Truma? Because it had reached at its tachlis, it served its purpose. No. Rabbeinu Geshem was saying, no, to the contrary. If a Kohen would use it, then it's still Kaddish. Nothing has happened to it, it's still Kaddish and will remain Kaddish. But if a non-Kohen used it, that itself is a chilul of the Truma. Just like, for example,
you destroyed oil.
Right, just like if you were metame the Shemen. Yeah. What was if you're metame Truma? We know a Kohen can't eat it anymore. It's no longer Truma.
You destroyed
it. Same over here, says Rabbeinu Geshem. It's not the fact that because it reached its purpose, you say, fine, it served its purpose, it's done its job, it's no longer Truma. No! Because the non-Kohen used it, that was Mechalal the Truma, and it's like he was Metame. It's finished, now do what you like with it. But if a Kohen would use it, oh, that's a different story. Says the Ha'atzvi, if that's the case, then Tosfos is Hafla Vafela. Tosfos is talking about a Kohen who ate Truma. He first ate Nevela, and then he ate Truma. So what was the Rechelkas Yoyev's Kasha? Oh, as soon as the Truma went into his throat, it's no longer
it's
Truma. No,
Kohen.
That's for a non-Kohen. He was talking about Truma, Kohen. Either Gemara increases, is also talking about Kohen. No, Rabbeinu Geshem says, it means that Kohen put oil on his grandson, not on himself. And what about the other Gemara we said before, but the guy who brought up the Shazif and Shal Truma again. That was talking about a non-Kohen. The Gemara says Mefurash, a Zar et Truma. If he brings it up, that's me Mechalalit. Have a look at the Har Tzvi number 11 on the sheets. Rabbeinu Geshem, Svir Lei, De Dafke Be'issa Nischalel, Uden, Umutel Azar. Umefarish Shom Gemara, and he learns the Gemara differently. Pirish Chodosh, a brand new explanation. B'med Tanya Kohen Shesoch B'Shemen Shal Truma Ben Bita Yisrael D'Hainu Shah Kohen Soch B'Truma LeBen Bita Yisrael. He anointed his grandson. Didn't anoint himself. V'Shuv Muta Yisrael Is Agel Boy Mepneshin Is Chalal Be'Issa V'Hutel Ozar. Now any Zar can do what he likes with it. Says the Har Tzvi U'Bazeh Ashkachna Pisri LaHatesis. According to this, we have found the explanation to Tosfos, Dehem Yefarshu Kipirushe Sha Rabbeinu Geshem. They will happily learn like Rabbeinu Geshem as well. Umameila deloidomila he decreases. Vahida yuma de zor shabola shzifin shal truma. The hossam ali de isura nishalel. Once an issa has been performed with it, that's a different story.
How rational.
And then, vahutal zorim. Mashenkin Toysis in Chulin is talking about the Ba'achilas Koyen, the Hetera Mairi. It was used for Heta. Ein Kan Chilul. There is no profaning of the Truma, or Lachain Hibukdushasa Lachol Dova. It's still considered Kodosh and is still subject to the Issa of Tomei. Yeah, Rashi argues, the Hatzvi says himself in Furush that he can't possibly suggest that the Issa is unanimously agreed upon. Rashi definitely argues. But this is a huge, big shaila. Posha pshat in the Gemara. Mamish posha pshat in the Gemara. Kohen shesach, he got two opposite pshatim. The simple pshat in the Gemara is the Kohen anointed himself. Reino Gershom says, no, to the contrary, if you'd anoint himself, then it'd be asa for a zara to use. The problem was, here the Kohen anointed his grandson in the first place. That's a chilul. That's a chilul. Okay.
That's huge enough to mean us in all areas of Trumana. If a coin uses truma.
Yeah, Vada, this is a huge discussion. It's a huge discussion. We have a few minutes left. I found a Rogachava. Now, the Rogachava, Tzofan Spaneach, he writes Lomdus like a Kabbalah Sefer. He writes a few words which Kipshuta is impossible to understand. This is in the middle of Hilchis Kilayim. I don't learn Tzofan Spaneach, but the computer gave it to me. If you look at number 12 on the sheets, he quotes this Tosis in Chulin, and let's just, in the remaining time, look at the bold words. He says, it's mamish, dvorim stumim ad mo'id. The Rogachava says in the middle of that, v'ayin Tosis in Chulin, d'muchach shom d'loy poka ha'issa min ha'truma la'acha achila. It's clear that there's still an issa to be matami. That was the big kasha. Why? V'ayin Tosis yuma. Then he says, ach be'emes kach. This is the truth of the matter. The Hakadusha Poka. Acha Isser Loi Poka. Hakadusha Poka. Acha Isser Loi Poka. The Kadusha has gone, but there's still an Isser there. Which Kadusha, which Isser, what is he talking about? So I think he means, could mean, like the Briskerov. The Briskerov has a letter which is printed at the back of the Chidusha Hagriz. And he says there, it's a whole shtickle tale, it's Mavel al Arayin. He says there, and he learns it in the Pesukim beautifully, a Zor is not allowed to eat Truma. Says the Briskerov, like a good Brisker shtickle tale, it's Osa to eat because of two separate dinim. There's one halacha that a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat truma, because as far as the non-Kohen is concerned, this is macholos asuris. You're not allowed to eat chaza, you're not allowed to eat nevela, you're not allowed to eat truma. One halacha. And now there's a new halacha.
Destroying.
That this truma was made b'kdushosai for the Kohen's usage. Don't take away the Kohen's usage. That's a chilul of the truma. If you look at the psukim, it reads so beautifully. Number two on the sheets, he says, these are the two psukim in Pashas Emor. V'shomru es mishmarti v'lo yisu olav chetu meisu boy ki yichalaluhu. There's one is and being mechalal the truma. And how does the Torah carry on? V'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh. And there's a new issue called, don't eat it. So there's two problems inherent in every time that a zar eats truma. Number one, you're not allowed to eat it. Just like you can't eat nevela, you can't eat chazir, you can't eat bosa b'cholov, you can't eat truma as well. But there is a new halacha. This is like hekdush for you. It's a chilul if you get involved in this. Says the Briskerov, a goinus. When the Gemara says, he learns the Gemara Kipshutai. The Kohen anointed himself with Shemen, so it's being used. It's being used. So he says, fine, so the grandson, the Gemara says, can crawl all over him, and it's no problem at all. Says the Briskerov. When the Gemara says that once Truma has been used, it's no longer Truma, that's only with regards to the halacha of the chilul. I'm profaning Truma. I'm taking away the Kohen's usage. It's being used at all. But says the Briskerov, it's still Truma. you wouldn't be allowed to drink this shemen because it's still macholis asurois. The Gemara is not talking about drinking it. The Gemara is talking about sicha. Anointing it is not drinking. Anointing it is not drinking. Says the Briskerov, an unbelievable chiddush. It's true. The Gemara says it's absolutely true that what? That when a Kohen has used it, it's not subject to Chilul anymore. Any Zar can do Sicha with it. That's only because din number one has disappeared. What was din number one? Don't take away the Kohen's usage. This is Hektash. It's not for you. Steer clear. Ah, it's already been used. It's already been used by the Kohen. So I'm not taking away his usage. I'm not being Mechalel the Truma. But it's still got dine truma. You still can't be metame, you still can't eat it. That din still remains. That's the halacha. Let's just see it very briefly. But number 13. But you can use it.
So you can have hana from truma, or not? It is what I'm trying to say.
Right, 100%. You can have hana from the truma once it's already been used, as long as you don't use, as long as you don't eat it.
And even if you fulfill the complete purpose by eating it, even if you fulfill the purpose by eating it.
But it's macholas asuris. It's macholas asuris for you.
It means the metal can be metame inside the.
Very good. 1 second. Let's have a look at the Briskerov number 13 on the sheet. Says the Briskerov, the last maramokim, the betruma lazar milvad ikka issa zorus. Besides, for the ikka issa of zorus, oid yesh bo isura mitzad hacheft. This is classic Briskerov terminology. The actual chefza mishum din kiu mitzvosa. Shitzorach leskayim ba mitzvosa ba achila b'teiras truma. Eat it as truma. Don't eat it as a non-Kohen who's not eating it as truma. He explains the whole Gemara in Krista. We don't have time to go into it, but it's poshut. According to the Briskerov, Tosis is gewaldig. It's to enter the Chalkas Yoev's kasha. Because when the truma goes down into his throat, so it's being used. True, it's being used. So there'll no longer be a halacha of chilul of this truma, but it's still got dine truma. It can't be eaten. And you can't be metame it. And that's what Tosis means. Tosis says when this nevela goes into his stomach, you don't let the truma get in contact with a nevela. If not for tuma blua, what was the Chalkas Yoev's kasha?
Right now we have problem with when person get it back and somebody eat after that.
Oh, very
right
good.
Now it's not matching very good. At all, Briskerov.
Very good. Excellent.
You don't know what to do with this, right?
We've got, how do you deal with the Gemara now? The Gemara says that when the second guy, the first guy threw it up, and the second guy eats it, he does not care about Mohammed. Why not? Mohammed's Asuras.
Exactly.
1 second. Says the Briskerov. He asks your kasha. You're going to dance around the room now. Says the Briskerov. That Gemara is talking about you etit b'shei gegen as a halacha of keren v'chaimesh. Keren v'chaimesh is for the chilul, not for the eating. It's macholes asuras. Abad, it's also for the zar. It was also for the second guy to eat it. But he should have the punishment of eating truma. That punishment is only for the chilul of truma. It's not for the eating of truma. As we state in the Briskerov, it's unbelievable. Olshtikel Teira. According to therefore, even though it's difficult to try and guess, but if you look now number 12 at the sheet, it could be that's what the Rogachava means. The Rogachava says the Hakadusha Poka. The Kadusha's gone. It's been used. Acha Isaloi Poka. There are still Isurim. This is truma. What do you mean it's truma? It's been used. Don't eat it, don't be metamet. In which case, we have a teretz, haflu of a fella to the Kavad Kashais' kasha. What was his kasha? As soon as this Kohen is eating the truma, bang, it's no longer truma. No! Says the Briskerov, it's still truma. You can't eat it, you can't be metamet. One halacha has disappeared. The halacha of chilul, which if you eat it, you get the punishment of Kerem Chaimesh. That halacha is gone. It's true. That's what it says in the Gemara, when the grandson can anoint himself because it's being used. He's not eating the truma. He's using the truma. No problem in using truma other than the chilul. Here, this is already being used.
So explain again this situation with the second eater.
So when the first guy ate it,
right.
The first guy ate the truma.
Right.
So he's been over every Issa. He's eaten the truma every
day.
So it says the Gemara, he's got to pay Keren v'chemish. He's got to pay the capital plus an extra fifth.
Right.
Then he threw it up.
Right.
The second guy, says the Gemara, he doesn't get that oinish. Now, has he been over the Issa? So according to the Briskrov, you're 100% right. Of course he was over an Issa. Why? Because it's still Truma, and you're not allowed to eat it. But he doesn't get the punishment of Keren B'chemish, because the Keren B'chemish punishment is not for eating Truma, it's being Mechalal Truma. And this Truma has already been used, there's no Chil anymore. You can't be Mechalal Truma, which has already been Mechalal. There's still an Issa.
One Issa could not be exist without another in certain situations.
What do you mean? The Briskrov saying it's two separate halachas. One, you mustn't eat the truma. Now, if you eat truma, you don't get keren b'chemish. If you eat truma and thereby are mechalal the truma, then you pay keren b'chemish. Therefore, the second guy, it's true he ate truma, but he wasn't mechalal it. There's no einish keren b'chemish for that.
This piece of truma, which was eaten by the first guy, it still have label asur to eat.
Correct. But not asur to mechalal.
No, fine. Asur to eat. When second guy eat it, if it's absolutely independent to halachas, he ate what asur to eat.
Correct.
So why he's not punished?
No, he gets a punishment. He'll get a punishment. But this halacha of keren v'chemesh, the halacha he's got to pay, that is a specific punishment for if you mechalal truma.
We didn't talk about his eating. We make mechalal. Okay. Right now I understand.
Yeah, says the Briskerov, it's true, if you eat truma, you're over an avera. But you only pay keren v'chemesh if you mechalal the truma. You can't be mechalal truma that's already been eaten. Oh, really? What, so can I eat it? No, chas v'sham. It's still truma. Don't eat it. Don't be metame. This has got dine truma, but it doesn't have the kedusha of truma that says you can't be mechallit. That's what the Tzofnas Panach is saying.
So there's no chilulah chilul.
Exactly. Ein bishalacha bishul. Ein chilulah chil. Anybody who's learned anything to do with meila, this is halach in all meila.
Right.
If you take something out of hektish, once it's been used, it's no longer hektish. That's the avera to make it chulim, and now it's chulim. The first Gemara, says if somebody takes an axe out of hektish and uses it,
right,
a second guy is allowed to use this axe.
Right.
How can it be? But it's hektish. No, it's not. Once you've used it for chulin purposes, it's no longer hektish. We're saying the same with truma. Mm-hmm. Except that the Briskerov said, here, there's another din that you also can't eat it. It's machalas asuris. It doesn't lose its entire truma status. You can't eat it. But the halacha, for example, of keren v'chemesh, that only exists for chil. So let's just be mesakim what we said. We said we had the unbelievable kasha of the Chelkas Yoyov. Why did Tosfos say that there should be a problem in eating truma when you have an avela in your stomach, if not for tumah blua? Surely it's no longer truma. It's no longer truma once it entered your throat. Just like the Gemara says, the grandson can anoint himself because it's being used. We said, teretz number one, in light of the Tosfos Yoshanim, that it's got to be nigmara hana'asa. It's only when it gets to the stomach. We said, teretz number two, from the Har Tzvi, a massive chiddush in light of Rabbeinu Gershom, it's only when it's used be'issa, then it's nischalan. He learns a brand new pshat in the Gemara of the Kohen. Doesn't mean he anointed himself. He anointed the grandson. Pshat number three, we're suggesting, in light of the Briskerov told us there are two parshas in Truma. Now, if it's true that it loses its truma status, that only means that you can't be mechalal it anymore because it's already been mechalal. But it's still got the status of truma. And if it's still got the dinya of truma, just like you can't eat it, you also can't be metamit, and achoy, that's what tesis means, and achoy, that's what the Rogachov means as well.
Yeah, it seems to be, Briskerov only divided these things. For example, in Shomer,